Somebody's going to go bridge here. It's matter time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Gombridge Podcast, episode 131. My name is Andrew Gardner, joined alongside by Alex Clausen and Steve Brady. Boys, how are we doing today?
I will tell you what, it's good to be officially back. I'm no longer calling in to 98.5 on my little smartphone and arguing with Felger and Maz. I'm back in my little podcast lair, back with my normal setup. I got a mic first time in like 2.5 months. I'm ready to talk some Sox.
It's a nice rainy Sunday, and I'm also ready to talk some Sox. So let's get after it.
I'm just going to lay this out here. I survived a tornado warning already today.
Already today.
It's been quite the eventful day.
It's only 11 a.m.
They gotta work on these weather reports. I appreciate them being cautious, but I got woken up this morning to a tornado warning in New Hampshire, of all places. I don't think they do tornadoes up here. And I sat outside on my porch, and I'm like waiting for the wind to kick up a little bit. And I was like, this could be a show right here. The wind didn't even rain. No wind. I was pretty pissed about that.
Guardy, you didn't bunker down in your bathtub like they tell you to when a tornado's coming by?
That's the thing, is it's like real scary to get this alert. It's like, go into your basement. I don't have a basement at the place I live at. Stay away from windows, this and that. The wind couldn't have gotten faster than 10 miles an hour. Just super fraudulent, just like the Yankees. Super fraudulent.
Hey, they told you to go to the basement, just like the Yankees are right now.
Except the Reds are back in the basement. Yankees were in the basement for a day yesterday. We are officially into the second half of the season now, which is crazy. The Red Sox have completed 2 games out in Chicago, Clausen's favorite city, against the Cubs. We had a good time there.
West Side, not that bad.
Not that bad. Not that bad.
Not that bad.
Not that bad until
so. Yeah, it's not great. Did you guys see? Actually, I saw recently that the White Sox, there was like just a bunch of robbings. I think this was earlier in the season, like outside their people were like scamming parking there or something.
No, but I'm not like surprised about that at all. Yeah. So if you're a Chicago White Sox fan,
watch out.
I don't know why you're listening to this podcast, but be careful.
But so how today's episode is going to work. We've only got 2 games to run over. Sox split them. Surprise, surprise. We're going to run over some of our preseason predictions that we briefly touched on it last episode. We're going to go through those more thoroughly. We'll talk about the All-Star game a little bit. And also, first of all, we might as well start with this. 2024 schedule dropped 2 or 3 days ago. Red Sox, for the second time in 5 years, just getting absolutely shafted with a 10-game heater road trip out west. Oakland, I think, what is it? Oakland, Seattle, and Anaheim.
It's Seattle first.
Seattle, Oakland, Anaheim. 10 games. The Red Sox home opener isn't until like April 9th. Ridiculous.
Well, barring anything crazy, that could be an easy stretch for the Sox to get off to a good start. Look on the bright side.
I think we said that, though. Well, we didn't have a podcast. I shouldn't say we said that. The podcast that we listened to at that time, I remember Section 10, during the middle of the 2018 season. And they were, saying kind of the same thing that you just said, Steve, where it was like, Sox are going to get off to a really hot start. And that road trip, like, doomed them for the rest of the season. They just could not get over the hump after that.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to start on the road. I will say also, this is completely off topic, but I was just looking at my fantasy team, and Zach Gallen has not done a whole lot for me recently. I'm not going to lie, Gardner.
You didn't tell me you had Zach Gallen on your team.
No, yeah, I do. And I
just call him Zach Gallen.
Yeah, like close enough, dude. It's like,
dude, that's my Cy Young
talking about.
Come on.
Yeah, he's not done a whole lot for me. I picked him in the third round, and my first two picks, Jordan Alvarez and Max Fried, have been in the IL the entire season. But that's not even what I wanted to talk about. Xander Bogaerts had he went 3-for-8 yesterday, 8 at-bats. That's crazy. I don't know how he had 8 at-bats.
How long was that game?
I have no idea. I don't know. That's what I wanted to bring it up. I don't know how he went 3-for-8 yesterday.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Oh, doubleheader. There's a doubleheader. Philly.
Oh, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. I'm trying to pull up the rest of the Sox schedule here. So yeah, I mean the balanced schedule is back again for next year. I will say Xander Bogaerts and the San Diego Padres make an appearance to Fenway for the first time since 2013 in late June, which will be an interesting series, the 28th to the 30th.
Nice.
Anyways, yeah, I don't have much else on the schedule. Looking forward, or looking back, actually, let's run through some of our preseason predictions here and see how we are doing. I usually prep a little bit more for this. Clausen kind of threw this on me late last year. I would calculate the pace for each one, and I could kind of go off of where each player was at in the over-under category. Don't have that this year, but we'll be able to kind of keep track. So first off, the first thing we talked about was Tristan Casas over-under on home runs, 27.5. Klaus and I took the under. Steve, you took the over. And if you give me like 1 second here, Tristan Casas this year has 11 home runs. So on pace for about 20.
I stand by it because he is ramping up. He is building momentum and he could get hotter than he already is. So I stand by it.
You know, Steve, if we follow everyone's favorite stat, currently on pace for, how many games are left in the season? Probably like 70?
Yeah, about. Ish. Yep.
He would be on pace, we'll call it around 70. He'd be on pace for 72 home runs in the second half.
There you go. There you go.
So not only would he almost have Barry Bonds' single season record in one half of a season, but he would completely obliterate it over the full season.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That would
sweet.
Be pretty cool.
Second.
You know, people would completely forget Aaron Judge had 62 if Tristan Casas went on a 72 home run streak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you guys immaculate today?
I went 8 for 9.
I was 8 for 9.
How'd you do, Steve?
You missed the same one. It's always funny when there's a Red Sox column because I try and think of like the worst people I can instead of just like getting the easy ones, but I can't think of anybody right now. So I'm gonna put my phone down and sit on it for
I got
a while.
2 percenter. Go ahead, Clausen.
I screwed myself because the guy I picked for the Sox. So the guy I picked for the Sox and then the guy I picked for the Cubs, I should have shifted down one because he played for the Angels and the Cubs. And then the guy who I had Cubs and Angels played for the Angels and the White Sox. And I could have thought of someone else for Cubs Sox.
You blew it.
Interesting. Interesting.
All I know is that I had an Alex Avila appearance today on the grid.
Whoa.
There's not a Cubs Sox column or square.
No, Sox, Angels.
Ah.
I think I've had...
I think of Hunter Renfrow right now, but I don't want to say that one.
I'll tell you, I've had Edwin Jackson in my grid for the past like 4 days.
He made another appearance today for me.
Yeah, yeah. I had another really neat... I'll grab my phone. I had a really...
Oh, Wade Miley played for the Angels, right?
No, I don't think
Well,
he did.
Heath Hembree did.
Did he?
I think so.
I don't think Heath Hembree stinky has played for a lot of teams too. I've been loving the grid.
I love the grid. I live for the grid. It's like the 10 minutes of serotonin I get from that every day is like unreal.
If I like work late, I will stay up an extra like half hour just to rip grid before bed.
Yeah, but like then you don't have grid tomorrow.
True. That is definitely a big downside. But then I'm curious when I wake up how you guys did.
Yeah.
See, I usually don't finish the grid in one sitting. So there's times where I'll knock out the easy ones before bed, and then I'll wake up and really rack the brain.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely willing to put it down and come back to it later while I'm at work.
Yeah.
And think about it. Because I know that there's certain squares where I'm like, I should be able to get this, and if I can't do it right away, then I won't just like throw out a random guess. I will wait.
I'll tell you what, Pirates and Reds the other day gave me fits. I sat on that one for probably 2 hours.
was that there have been
Francisco
a couple
Cervelli. No, wait, no, that was no Heath Embry.
I had Todd Frazier.
Heath Embry.
Which is obvious.
0.04% Heath Embry.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Anyways, looking on back to our preseason predictions, the next line was Chris Sale over under starts. The line was set at 25.5. I was the only one who took the over. You two took the under. Chris Sale has made 11 starts this year. He was on pace to get this done, barring injury. And of course, the injury did happen. He's not going to hit this. Simply not going to hit this.
You're kind of a sucker for that. Not going to lie.
I got so suckered into that. I remember talking him up. I was like, he's going to stay healthy this year. I thought he was going to make like 28 starts.
Buddy, I wish he did. I wish he did, dude. I wish he did. Because we'd actually would have a pretty sick rotation if everybody was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not, unfortunately.
Nope. Jim.
Probably not even going to come back this season. I bet he will. He might come back if we make the playoffs.
I bet he will. Next one. Tanner Houck, the over-under on strikeouts was 107.5. He is at 64 right now, which on pace-wise, he should hit over, but he's hurt. If he stayed healthy, he would have shattered this one.
Yeah, he would have dusted that.
And I will say, we all took the under. I don't think we all thought Houck was going to be starting as much as he has this year. Like, he's been getting a lot of innings before he was hurt.
He earned himself a spot in the rotation. It was really unfortunate for him that he just got hit in the face with that baseball. It's always unfortunate to get hit in the face with anything, but especially when you're Tanner Houck, who just earned his spot in the starting rotation. That's super unfortunate.
He's still third on the team in innings pitched. And
isn't Sale still second in strikeouts?
No, he's third now behind Pavetta's number one, Bayo's number two.
Wow, Pavetta's number one. Wow.
Yeah, wild. Houck is still third on the team in innings pitch, and he's only an inning and a third behind Nick Pivetta for that second spot. So, yeah, he was being used a lot, and he was, you know, going pretty deep into games most of the time.
It's interesting how we're running like a two-man rotation right now. I guess three if you count Cutter Crawford.
I count the crawfish.
And Nick Pivetta is still in the bullpen. That just really goes to show the fact that I don't know if Alex Cora just has no faith in him as a starter anymore, which I personally don't, or he's just super hyped with how good he has been out of the pen.
He's been very good out of the bullpen. That's the thing. I honestly think I forget which one of you said it last episode, but he reminds you a little bit of Joe Kelly. I definitely get that vibe.
But here's my thing is I'm surprised he's stuck this long because the Sox have this tendency to overreact with bullpen guys. Like take Garrett Whitlock, for example, he was pitching really well out of the pen, and then they just thrust him into the rotation. And it usually happens where guys go to the pen. Guys go to the pen, they pitch well, and then they go back to the rotation.
I think the plan for Garrett Whitlock the entire time was, all right, hopefully this guy one day can be a legit starter. And it's not really worked out, but
no,
he's hurt anyway. So
next one. Rafael Devers over under on hits was set at 179.5. He right now has 89 hits, which is exactly halfway there, except we're more than halfway into the season. So he's on pace to hit the under right now. And all three of us took the under on the Rafi Devers hits this year.
Yeah, Rafi, I don't know. He's not a huge, like a ton of hits guy.
He had a 200 hit season in 2019.
Yeah, but I feel like he changed his approach a lot. He really wants to hit home runs. He swings super hard, for better or for worse. That's kind of who he is at this point. And he's not having a bad season, but you would like his average and OBP and his strikeout rate to be a little bit different than what they are right now.
Yeah.
He's still having a good season.
I mean, 22 home runs. He hit two bombs on Friday. OPS is still at 840, which I guess this is 2018, I would say he was like a fringe full-time starter. He played 121 games. But if you don't count 2019, this is his like, and 2020 fourth full season with the Red Sox. It would be his lowest batting average year and lowest OPS year by 39 points. So, I mean, he's still having a good year, but just not like the Raffy Devers year that we're used to.
You know what it probably is?
Not
contract.
When was the last time you guys went and got ice cream on a rainy day?
It's a good point. It's pouring here right now.
You don't get ice cream on a rainy summer.
It's been a rainy summer.
He needs the sun to go get ice cream.
That's a good point.
Oh, true. True.
Good point.
But, hold on. I was going to say something else about Raffy. I don't know. Can't think of what I was going to just. Oh, no. Dude, I was going to say this. Did you guys watch the game in Chicago on Friday?
Parts of it. I didn't watch the full thing.
The game that we hit like six home runs or whatever, the ball was flying. Like everything was getting out. Belly hit two home runs. Casas hit a home run. Rappy hit two home runs. Everybody just hit home runs. It was crazy how far the ball was flying. I don't know. Something was up that game.
That was the first time the Red Sox hit six home runs in a game since 2018.
Yeah, I think something was up with that.
I don't know.
Because I don't know. A lot of bombs. Like maybe the MLB was trying to get some traffic for Sox Cubs historic franchises and just gave them juice balls, but like that some shit was up.
Listen, I'm for it. I'm pumped that the Sox and the Cubs are playing every year now because that's just another thing with the balanced schedule. It's like I want to see the Sox play at Wrigley every 2 years, or I want to see the Cubs at Fenway every other year. So, I mean, I will say, I think I saw that Friday night game was only the fifth Friday night game in the history of Wrigley Field, which is insane.
It is weird.
They do have lights there, but they play so many of their games during the day at Wrigley still.
Ivy needs its sun.
It's still going to get it if they play or not. Next one, Kenley Jansen over under on saves. We set the line at 33.5. He's at 20 right now. And he is certainly on pace to hit the over. And guess who the only one who took the over was?
You.
It's me.
Wow.
I had a lot of faith in Kenley.
40 saves a lot. Wait, 33 saves a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but he's our only all-star. Whether you want to debate that or not, he was our only all-star.
Yeah, that's factually correct. But
that's why I said whether you want to argue it or not, you can't because he's our only all-star.
I would like to argue it with the general masses.
Listen, all I can do is tell you that Kenley went to Seattle and no one else did.
Blasphemy.
Crazy. It's nice having a good like lockdown closer this year. In fact, I saw that Matty Backpacks is having surgery on his hip and is done for the year. I also saw that Matty Backpacks is having a kid, so congrats to Backpacks.
Maybe that's why his hip is so fucked up.
You guys see Craig Kimbrell is good again?
Yeah,
I
did see that.
That guy's career is like an EKG at this point. He's either the great or awful.
What team is he on right now? Chicago? The Cubs?
No, the Phillies.
He's on the Phillies now?
He's on like every big market team you can think of now except
all right, Atlanta, San Diego, Boston, Cubs, White Sox, Phillies.
Dodgers, Phillies. He was on the Dodgers last year.
Oh, he's on the Dodgers too? That's so whack.
He's been passed around the last 3 years.
That's a good grid guy.
Huge grid guy. Like any two big market teams, like he's played
besides the Yankees and the Mets. Yeah. He's never played in New York.
The Yankees.
Until next year. They should have signed him this year. They didn't have a closer.
True. Yeah. Well, he didn't beat his wife, so.
Yeah. Thankfully.
Wow. Craig Kimbrell. I don't know. I was getting flashbacks to the 2018 like playoffs. I don't know if you guys watched the end of the All-Star game, but he walked two guys in the ninth inning, like just couldn't find the strike zone, and then he just struck like the last guy out like effortlessly. And I was like, man,
power curve, baby.
Craig has not
power curve. That's his stuff, man. He's an all-star.
Yeah, he's having a decent year. Decent year. 3.32 ERA, 58 strikeouts and 15 saves.
I feel like if you're a closer and your ERA isn't sub three, you kind of aren't having a great season.
I don't know. I don't know if he's like No,
ERAs are kind of inflated this year, though.
They are a little bit.
Those are, I think.
He's Josh been, Hader, yeah, like as Clausen said, he's been so back and forth. Like 2019 and 2020 with the Cubs, absolutely awful. He had an ERA over five both years. And then with the Cubs in 2021, goes out in 39 games, has an ERA under 0.5, and then gets dealt. And
sucks. Was
awful with the White Sox. 5.09 ERA. And then he's been like average the last 2 years.
Dude.
Go ahead.
Liam Hendricks and Craig Kimbrell should have been good.
You think Craig Kimbrell's got a Hall of Fame resume right now?
Yeah.
I think so too.
He's a top five closer of all time. Factually.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Technically, better than Papelbon.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah. I think it's like Mo. You go down the list. It's like Mo, Trevor Hoffman,
Craig,
K-Rod,
Joe Nathan, Craig Kimbrell.
I'm not putting Joe Nathan over Craig Kimbrell.
Joe Nathan had a ton of saves, man.
Kenley Jansen? Better? Who's better, Kenley Jansen or Craig Kimbrell?
Oh, actually, Craig Kimbrell has more saves than Joe Nathan now. All time.
Told you. Something about the Padres, man. They just got good closers.
Yeah, except he was only there for 1 year.
You guys remember when they switched their Twitter handle to Madres and then somebody took it?
No, actually, I don't remember that.
On Mother's Day, they switched their Twitter handle to the San Diego Madres, and then somebody immediately made their Twitter handle to Padres and you guys held it hostage.
I saw, actually, that the Washington Commanders, there's this fan account, and their name is, Washington Redskins official is their Twitter handle, and the Commanders team account reached out to them and was like, can you please change your name from Washington Redskins official? Like, we're not that anymore, and we don't want people to think that this is the actual team account. And they were just, I think, basically told them to screw off.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do there.
Elon's not going to stop that. That's for sure.
No.
I wonder if there's still a, I wonder if there's a Cleveland Indians.
There could
Twitter
be.
Page. There's got to be.
There could
If you look at the Cleveland Indians, like origin, like the origin of the name, it's pretty objectively positive. Do you guys know that?
No, I don't really know where like the origins of the Indians or the Redskins come from. To be completely
I'm not saying Chief Wahoo's a great look, but. They had like Native Americans on the team or something like that. They had like the most Native Americans.
I did hear about this.
And I think that those guys were like into being called the Indians. I don't know. Hmm. I could be wrong. I don't have it in front of me. And this is Super Shark Notes version.
Interesting. But,
yeah, look into it. Again, Chief Wahoo, probably not great. But
do you think that the Chicago Blackhawks are going to have to change their name?
Nah, that's sick, dude. I don't know anything about it. I don't know what the what it means, but like Blackhawks sounds cool.
I think the Blackhawks were an Indian tribe. I wouldn't be surprised if they have to change their logo.
The logo's not like super offensive though. I don't know. Maybe I'm not an Indian or a Native American rather, but Boston think that's funny.
You're not.
I don't know.
Don't change it to something stupid. Like the Guardians is meh. The Commanders kind of sucks. They have Chief Tutty though. I do like that.
Yeah, the Guardians is stupid. I think that's both the worst team. They should have just been the Spiders again. But whatever.
That would have been cool. That'd be. I don't know if I've said this on the show yet, but I'm going out to Cleveland next week to check out.
Cleveland, Guardians. This is for you.
This is for you. I'm going to a Guardians game and a Tigers game the night before. So.
Oh, dude, go Tigers.
Nothing gets me fired up like a Detroit and Cleveland road trip.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Detroit is playing the Angels and who are the Guardians playing? Oh, Kansas City.
Oh, well,
imagine if Shohei gets dealt before you see him.
That would be wild. Mike Trout's already hurt.
Imagine he gets dealt that afternoon. Like you're ready to go to the park to watch Shohei. Like 2 hours before, it's like Shohei traded to the Yankees for George Steinbrenner's corpse. $600 billion
and the jersey patch.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I think that's so funny.
What, the jersey patch?
Oh, yeah, once historic franchise, the New York Yankees, now in last place and just decimating the grave of George Steinbrenner.
No beards, no facial hair, but we could, we $200 million, we can put that all aside and put your
company. I was talking to Guardia, or you were there. I was talking to our good friend Chris, Yankees fan, and I was like,
oh, actually, I don't think I heard you guys talking about this.
And I was like, what do you think about the patch? And he's like, ah, it's, yeah, it's pretty dumb. And I was like, do you even know what star insurance is? And he's like, no, I don't think anyone knows what star insurance is.
Where are they getting this money from?
It follows the color scheme. He said it was only $25 million
per year for like.
That's such a cop out if that is the case. They make $25 million in like a day, dude.
No, it's for 10 years.
That doesn't even cover like Giancarlo Stanton's contract.
I know. I know. I think the funniest part is I had just thought, because the Red Sox had already done this, so I hadn't been paying attention to it. I had just thought that the Yankees were like the last team to get a jersey patch because they were all historical and this and that. They're only the 14th team in the majors. They're in the minority. And I'm not saying that the Red Sox aren't as well, but the ever historic Yankees franchise, I thought we're going to be like the 30th team to get one. Number 14. Also wild that they do that before City Connect jerseys too.
You know what? You know what? Yeah. Star Insurance pays for
insurance.
Yeah, falls.
It pays for 84. Wait, sorry. It pays for all of Josh Donaldson's contract per year, and then they net $4 million.
Josh Donaldson's so old.
Yankees.
I like when a guy like Joey Gallo goes to gets traded to the Yankees and then immediately leaves, and he's like, "That shit sucked." Hated that.
Aaron Hicks basically said the same thing.
Yeah. It's like, nah, it's all terrible over there.
What was I going to say? I saw, it's not really like a wild stat. I think it's pretty well known now, but like Josh Donaldson, I was talking with one of my friends last week who I hadn't seen in a while, and he's a Yankees fan. And he was like, have you seen that Donaldson has like 10 home runs and only 15 hits? And I was like, I saw a tweet about that the other day, and I thought it was like a parody account. And then I looked it up, and it's true. Donaldson
most
is like
runs in the least amount of hits.
Yeah.
All time. He's hitting like .140.
He's awful. In fact, I think he just got hurt. But
he's got a cool nickname, though. You guys know what it is?
No idea.
You don't remember what Rainmaker? It is when he was like good and won the MVP?
Rainmaker?
I thought it was the Bringer of Rain, but yeah.
I didn't remember that. He used to be electric. Like I loved when Toronto had Tulo, Donaldson, Bautista, and Encarnacion like 2 through 4 in their lineup. That team was fantastic.
I remember when Tulo got traded.
David Price too.
I think they had Jose Reyes kicking around too.
I think they might have. Yeah.
Corpse of what was Jose Reyes.
I think they had Price was their ace. Russell Martin was behind the plate. Mm-hmm. Encarnacion.
It Justin Reyes, Smoke too.
Tulo. Maybe.
They had Bautista. Then, they should have been good.
Who was their center fielder?
Donaldson.
They had Pilar.
Pilar, and they had Devin Travis, too.
They should have been really good. Who bounced them in the playoffs?
They lost in the ALCS to
Cleveland.
2016. Yeah, Cleveland. Yep.
And then that's when the Cubs won the World Series, right?
Yep. And then 2015, the ALCS was Orioles Royals.
Ew.
Wild matchup. Wild. Matchup. Or maybe that was 2014. I can't remember. I think it was 2014. Anyways, we'll kind of speed through the rest of these and then we can actually talk some Sox. Bobby Dalbec over under 110 and a half appearances. I don't think that's hitting, boys. We all took the under.
Bobby Dalbec. Bob, stop.
Leave Bob alone. That's all I'm going to say. He's tearing it up in AAA. We haven't been talking about him much. You leave Bob alone, he does well. I think he's going to be
to the Suns.
I think he's going to be gone in 2 weeks.
It's very important.
Next one, Trevor Story, return date before or after the All-Star break. We both said after. Guy hasn't even started rehabbing yet, so that was a lock.
Next one. By the fact that that's the worst contract.
Red Sox history.
bold.
It's just not, Steve.
It's not.
It is.
You would say it's worse than Rusnay's?
Yeah.
Pablo's?
No.
Steve. I think it's a lot worse than Pablo's.
Steve.
At least Pablo's.
Steve.
Play. At least Pablo's.
Come on.
Play.
Come on,
we're paying this guy to do nothing.
He's hurt. He's hurt. Other people have been hurt.
We knew he was hurt. That's what makes the contract bad.
Well, we knew Pablo Sandoval was fat, and we still signed him.
Yeah. He had a bad year last year.
MVP.
He had a bad year last year, but it wasn't like – actually, it wasn't great. But like,
it was awful, dude. He had one good week where he hit like 8 home runs.
I'll tell you
what.
That
was electric.
What Trevor Story doesn't give me that Pablo Sandoval gave me was – extreme secondhand embarrassment. Those pictures from spring training where his guts like hanging out. Did you guys watch the game where his belt exploded?
Yeah, I remember distinctly where I was.
I do too because I got like a.
I remember exactly where I was.
Do you guys have the notifications on the MLB app?
No.
Yeah,
I have them for like score updates, lineup, and then I will also get like general MLB stuff. And I remember getting a notification. It was like, must see Pablo Sandoval breaks belt after swing. I was like, what the hell? And then he got hurt and was out for the year like 3 days later.
Where were you when Pablo Sandoval's belt broke?
I don't know.
Sitting on my couch watching the game.
I was in Florida because I remember
he tried to put it back on too. And then he realized he just absolutely obliterated the thing.
Yeah. I think it was during spring break because I was down in Florida. I remember it was
the
right
thing about Pablo. Is I remember he was on the team. I forget often that Trevor Story is person.
I mean, it was hilarious that like Jared broke the story that he was drinking Coca-Cola in the Gatorade cups during the game and then would like cramp up and have to leave the game. Jared, like, I know we've talked about, like, he's talked about this a while ago, and we talked about him the last time we had him on the show. We got to get him on again soon, probably at the end of the season, but he was also talking about like the Instagram model pics that he was liking during the game.
I feel like Jared had some legitimate hatred for Pablo.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, the other day it was his anniversary of getting DFA'd, and Jared like quote tweeted the Red Sox tweet and was like, happy anniversary.
It was a clip. They were talking about it on Baseball Is Dead. No, they were talking about a Name Redacted, I think. The time that Dallas, there was a competition, it was a raffle to go have a hitting lesson with Pablo Sandoval. Dallas Braden was going to bet, like, he was like, I don't care how much it costs, like $10, $50, $100,000. Like, I will get Jared Carrabas in to this hitting lesson with Pablo Sandoval. And he cut the contest. It was like when Dave Portnoy kept bidding to go watch the Super Bowl with Roger Goodell.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
That's funny.
Hilarious. Anyways, these other two, over under 2.5 all stars. Kenley was the only one. You both took the under. I took the over. And then the final one was over under 78.5 wins. I took the over. Clausen took the under. We both took the over. Steve, you took the under on the wins.
Yeah, we're on pace for more than that, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure are.
But I want to be wrong.
I think you're kind of your thing there thinking was like, make me be wrong.
Yeah. Prove me wrong.
They're on pace right now for
80. What Edelman used to say?
85 wins.
Our good friend Julian Edelman, you know what he used to say? You can prove him right or you can prove him wrong.
Good point.
Get Edelman on the pod.
That'd be sweet. I don't know how we'd do that, but it'd be cool.
I'll just like text him.
All right, cool. Actually,
Julian, want to come on the pod? He said yes.
People forget that for like 2 weeks, I did social stuff for his podcast.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that ever.
I remember that.
All right, yeah, there's a lot. There's this page is so long. There's so much stuff on here. I mean, trying to pick out if there's any good. I mean, we all put Masataka Yoshida to win AL Rookie of the Year. That was solid.
Josh Jung.
He's having a good year, too.
He's having, I think, a good he's year got too. The best odds right now. You see, Massa has the best average against four seam fastballs in the league,
hitting 388.
Yeah,
pretty good. Pretty good. Super high. Super high. I also had Massa's Red Sox MVP hitter, and you guys clowned me for taking him over Devers.
Yeah. You might not be wrong.
I know. I'm never wrong. Except for my Alec Manoah Cy Young pick.
It can't be any worse than my manager of the year from last year.
Yeah, that's, you want to explain what happened there, Clausen?
Yeah, who did I have? Joe Girardi for the Phillies.
And Charlie Montoya.
Yeah, Charlie Montoya. And I don't think either of them lasted to the All-Star break.
And both got fired.
Both got
canned. That was so funny.
That was hilarious.
What's that thing Donald Trump used to say on The Apprentice? He's like, you're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
How do you think that works when you go into like the owner's office? Like, how do you think that went when Joe Girardi walks in? He's like, Joe?
They go, you're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Clean out your office. You got an hour.
You can get another job somewhere else, but you're fired.
Did he ever find another job?
I don't know what he's up to.
Do you think, you know what I realized the other day?
Just be a base coach?
No.
You know what I realized?
What?
Ben Cherington is the GM of the Pirates.
Yeah, he's been the GM for a while there.
I completely forgot about that.
Doing a damn good job.
They have kind of fallen out of the sky after their hot start.
They're going to trade. What's his face?
McCutcheon?
No. The other guy, Reynolds.
No, they just signed him to an 8-year extension earlier this year.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
I disagree. Anyway, should we talk a little bit about the Boston Red Sox right now? Because this episode has just been inadvertently not much Sox talk.
Yeah, but it's been funny. It's been a funny, it's silly time.
Definitely
yeah, time. No, they won. One of the games.
One of the games. They blew out the Cubs one game, and then the Cubs, I almost said something that would have been funny. I'm just going to say the Cubs blew them out the next game.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Bale won Brian Bale's game, obviously. Mm-hmm. He's dirty.
Kids is such a stud. He's so good.
He went like, what did he go, six? Yeah, he went six, three earned, had like five Ks. And he just is gross. He could have probably went out for the seventh. He was at like 90 pitches. Maybe he was at like 100 pitches. I'm not sure. But
he was at 93.
Yeah. So, you know, he's just dirty. He's dirty. He's dirty. And he wins. If Brian Bale's on the mound, the Red Sox are going to win that game.
Clausen?
Theoretically, Red Sox make it to the wild card. You have a full, healthy rotation.
Brian Bale starts.
Is Brian Bale your starter?
Yeah, it's not even
close. 100. Well, you got to remember the wild card is,
think about putting out there.
It's a 3-game series now. It's not just one game.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's different.
All right, so I guess
Bale would for sure start one of those games.
Who is the ace in the playoffs? Is it Chris Sale or is it
Brian Bale?
Brian Bale.
I think you go Bale. You got to go Bale Paxton if they're healthy.
Yeah, you do.
I honestly, I really do
game
think,
3.
What? Well, here's the thing is that I think we could talk more about this next week because we're still a little bit not far away. We're 2 weeks out from the trade deadline. Next week, I know we'll be talking a lot about the trade deadline, and I expect this week for a lot of stuff to come out about rumors. Like, there's already stuff swirling about Shohei. I have a feeling the Red Sox are going to trade for a starting pitcher. I mean, they have to. They have to.
It's Snell.
Who's on the market, though?
Pretty cool. What?
What?
Who's on the market, though?
Blake Snell?
Michael Lorenzen. I don't know.
Blake Snell?
Shane Bieber before he got hurt. Dylan Cease.
The Biebs.
I mean, those are like top end names.
I'm
trying to think who else here.
Taylor Rogers. Just kidding. It's a random person. Eddie.
Eddie. I could definitely see an Eddie reunion. I think Marcus Stroman.
I don't think he's actually I think he's on the market, but I don't think he likes us. And I don't think we like him. So
I would love to see Stroman for the Sox. He pitched well last night.
Stroman would be interesting. Another couple names, David Bednar, Max Scherzer, Jack Flaherty. I know Steve's been all over that.
Flaherty and Paul Goldschmidt.
Yep. I think Goldie could be on the market. I already said Cease. I think Giolito will probably get dealt too.
Lance Lynn.
Lance Lynn could too. Yeah, I think the White Sox are going to have to blow it up, but we'll see. I mean, I think next week we'll start to get more of a picture of, it seems as if pending like an 0-7 week, the Sox are definitely going to buy here. I mean, they're only two games out of a wild card. I know they're back in last place by a game, but the bottom of the AL East is, I mean, Toronto, New York, and Boston, all really tight one. Yeah, I mean, a lot of good names here.
A lot of names that are unfortunately off the market too, right, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Anyways, what I was going to ask you before. Wow. So, six innings, three earned for Bayo, five strikeouts. I feel like Bayo's getting to the point where it's like, you know, that's just like expected at this point. That's
100% expect to win every game he starts. I expect him to shove every single game. And three earned runs, I felt like even was a lot for him. It's still a quality start. And like, it was off solo shots, two solo shots to Bellinger. And then I think there was an RBI involved in the other one. But yeah, I mean, I just expect him to shove every time. I think he's like literally, God forgive me for this comparison, he just is Pedro Martinez on the mound right now.
As long as Gardy doesn't say it, it's fine.
True.
If Gardy says it, he'll start pitching like current day Pedro Martinez.
True.
He's dirty.
He's dirty. As I mentioned earlier, Sox hit six home runs in this game for the first time since 2018, which was a fun year. Devers had two. Duvall, Casas, Turner, and Yu Chang. They just kind of ran away with this one in the beginning. Nice to see the power out. You know, the power in the bats out, because the Red Sox haven't been hitting a ton of home runs this year. So this was nice to see.
The Yu Chang shot was a nice ego boost, I think, for this team. That was cool to see.
100%. Yeah, I don't really have too much else from this game. It was, a good performance by all the starters. Everyone had a hit except for Connor Wong. To get back after the trade or the All-Star break. You pick up the first one in Chicago, and then day two just doesn't really go your way. Really sloppy defensive third inning, which is then highlighted by the Cody Bellinger grand slam. Sox go down 6-0 early. A rare kind of blow up outing from Paxton. I didn't think he pitched terrible. Besides that one pitch he made to Bellinger. I mean, he only gave up three hits, but Belly six of those were runs. Home run last night? What?
Belly hit another home run last night.
The grand slam.
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of the games, so I don't know.
Belly's boosted his trade stock.
I think Belly
traded somewhere nice.
Belly to the Yankees.
A lot of Belly to the Yankees rumors. Yeah, it's cool that like him and Yelich are like good again.
Is Yelly good?
He's having a good year. Yeah, his power isn't exactly what it used to be, but he's having a pretty.
It
good
has game. Been the past 2 days.
No, I was saying Yelich.
Oh, Yelly. Yeah. Yeah. Is he still in bags?
He has 21.
Wow, that is really good.
He's got 12 home runs. He's hitting 281, 829 OPS. He was so damn good, and I can't believe 2019. I know Bellinger had an unbelievable year too, but man, they were fun in 18 and 19.
I mean, knowing what we know now, I would 100% take Yelich's post Marlins career over Giancarlo's post-Marlins career.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Would you... Hold on one sec. Would you take Marcell Ozuna?
Ozuna from the Braves?
Ozuna from the Braves, post-Marlins career over Giancarlo Stanton's too?
With the off-the-field stuff?
Actually, nah. I don't think he can.
He's a bad person.
Yeah, I don't know.
At least Giancarlo, I don't think has done anything bad. I think he's just like annoying. Like, I don't think he's actually a bad person.
No, he hit another home run last night in Colorado. But yeah, this was just kind of just one of those games where the Sox, you know, you just kind of turn it off middle of the game. You're like, they're not coming back to win this one. Not a ton of offense. Again, sloppy defense. And yeah, a rare not great outing from James Paxton, which brings us to today, the rubber match at 220 out at Wrigley. You got Cutter Crawford on the mound for the Red Sox, and for the Cubs, Justin Steele. So it'll be a good outing. And we were talking actually before we recorded, but the Red Sox going with a righty heavy lineup against the lefty starter. So no Casas, Duran, or Verdugo in the starting lineup today.
Clausen, gotta say, I thought that the mustache was just going to be like a temporary thing, but I like the fact that it's just an all the time thing. I like it. I dig it.
Yeah, Steve, that's been like a thing for like a year and a half now.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been a long time.
Yeah, no, I just noticed it right now. But yeah, no.
I think it's part of the personality. If I shave it, I usually lose a lot of mojo. So
I think that if you shaved it, it would like, I wouldn't know what was off about you, but I would know something is different.
That's usually how it works. Like people would be like, oh, like you look different.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Anyway, sidebar.
Yeah. I also, it also prevents me from looking 14. So that's why I do it.
I also share that that issue.
Yep. Grow a mustache.
I can't. I just can't.
I have a belief. No respectable person under the age of 21 years old has a mustache.
I can't grow a mustache. Gertie, can you grow a mustache?
No, that's like 3 or 4 days without shaving. That's all I got. I could grow a like patchy beard. I grow a mean neck beard.
Yeah. Or Charlie McAvoy.
No one. What?
Charlie McAvoy.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. I want to get one of those beard rollers. I've heard that those actually work.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to spend like $40 on one.
A beard kit? I've thought about it.
I don't know.
It's gotten better over the past year, but still bad.
I don't know. The thing is that my face just gets so itchy like after day 6 or 7. So.
Well, you got to use like the oil, the cream shit.
True.
Yeah, I'm 23. I feel like I'm going to look like I'm 16 for like the rest of my life. And that's just the way it. That's just the way it is. So
totally. Anything else on the Sox? We got a 3-game set in Oakland after this, and then off day on Thursday, and then a 3-game set against the New York Mets at home.
Just keep rolling, man.
Yeah, you just gotta keep going. We gotta win today. You can't really lose the series against the Cubbies.
And Clausen, you picked the home run derby champ correctly. Congrats on that.
Thank you. Thank you. I almost picked Adolis Garcia. I'm glad I didn't.
Yep.
Mackie sucked.
He was awful. Did you see his quote in the pregame? Someone asked him. He's like,
if he has a chance to win, he said no.
Yeah.
Well, he always keeps it real. Remember like post 2016 when he came in second in the MVP race to Mike Trout? And they're like, Mookie Betts, will you ever have a good season like that again? He goes, I don't know, probably not.
He's like, that might have been my max, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. He's like, that's about as good as it's going to get.
I will say, I was watching the pregame show. They had like Poppy, who is obviously the face of that panel, because Jeter's so boring. And A-Rod, I don't mind A-Rod on TV. He's okay.
A-Rod's just kind of weedy sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Jeter's super boring. But Mookie was there talking with them. And that was like the most I've ever seen like Mookie show personality, I think, ever in his career.
Have you listened to any of his podcasts?
No, I haven't. But I know he's been
good. I haven't either, but it seems good. I've seen clips of it. I'm kind of a Mookie Betts hater at this point. But like it seems
he's still a cool guy. It's hard not to like him.
He's so Hollywood. Did you also see when JD was like interviewing him during his time out at the Derby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, you know, just like hit it to left field, just like pull home runs. And Mookie was like, I don't know how to do that. It's like, what do you mean? You don't know how to pull a baseball? You're
like on track to go to the Hall of
Fame.
Yeah.
For like the past like 8 years, you're one of the best players in the world and you don't know how to pull a baseball.
I
think he's kind of joking, but.
You know who really pulled a baseball in the finals?
Vladdy.
Yeah, off that poor kid's head.
Yeah, that kid got. Did you see the picture of him the next day?
his eyes like completely shut.
Yeah, it was really
bad. Got smoked. I
thought he died that
live.
I did too.
I actually thought he died.
Dude, did you see it live? Yeah.
No,
it was crazy. It was crazy. I honestly, full disclosure, I was dying. I was dying.
I mean, it was genuinely hilarious. He's like holding his glove up and he just completely misses it.
But we've said on multiple occasions, like, that was going to happen.
Oh, 100%.
Those kids out there just running around. There's too many of them. Nobody's calling for the baseball. That kid was on an island, to be fair. there's nobody else's fault but his. But there's people like, nobody's calling for baseballs. That was going to happen. Do you think they're going to take those kids out of the outfield next year? Or do you think they're just going to
No.
It's happened before.
Yeah, remember, some kid tore his ACL a couple years ago chasing down a ball.
Pete Alonso hit. Different. That's like, you know what I mean? It's not like the home run derby's fault that kid like tore his ACL.
Well, Steve, if you think about it, if he wasn't shagging balls in the outfield, he never would have tore his ACL.
Yeah, but he could be running on grass anywhere. You know what I
well,
mean?
Well, who would be more fun to have in the outfield?
Than little kids?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just want businessmen in suits out there, just like shagging balls.
Old people.
They should do it like they do it in McCovey Cove and just give them big fishnets.
That would be cool. That would be really cool. Imagine if in the home run derby you could stand on the warning track with a big net, and if it was like barely gonna go over, you could like rob home runs.
You know what they should do? They should put like targets in the stands, like bonus point targets.
That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool. It's like hit it here.
That might take away from what it is, but
yeah. I don't know. We got some questions though.
Give me one guess on who they're from.
I know who they're from, so I'm not gonna guess.
Give me one guess. I want to guess.
Oh, go. You guess. Go ahead.
Are they from Matt?
They're from Matt.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Never lets us down.
Let's go.
First question comes in from Matt.
This kid's been doing this for 2 years.
I know. So committed.
Two and a half years.
So committed. It's just like a part of like, I'm going to be concerned.
Weekly routine.
I'm going to be concerned when, like, I'm going to have to get a welfare check on Matt if he ever stops sending questions.
He's going to have to, like, let us know if he's going to be.
Yeah. He's like, guys,
call him. Hold on. I have a prefaced question. I guess it's a question about Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Has Matt's inclusion made him a candidate for off-season or off-field guest of the year?
Well, he's been included in segment of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's an award in and of itself.
I was pretty disappointed that the voters didn't vote. I was pretty adamant about that in December that he didn't win this award because he deserves
it. What won? Something stupid.
It was like, it was laughing at the Yankees, which we did four times. Yeah. Which I think on the surface, it's like, if you don't listen to our show every week and you're just looking at it, it's like, yeah, that's probably a funny segment. But if you're a diehard Gone Bridge listener, there are a few. There are some. Actually, someone's been like ripping our episodes. I don't know where, but like we had, I think last week, like our highest downloaded week ever.
I think I know who it was.
Really?
I think it was that guy.
It was that guy. It was that guy.
That we talked to?
Oh, maybe.
Anyway.
It might have been. I don't know. I don't think he's going through all of them. There are a lot of episodes. Anyway, we got some questions for Matt. First question comes in from Matt. It says, what nefarious activities was Wally up to over the All-Star break?
Was who up to?
Wally. I know Wally was in Seattle, so he was accounted for.
He definitely he orchestrated that kid getting hit in the face.
That's definitely what it was.
Yeah.
He planted that kid there.
Yeah. That was a Wally plant for sure.
Yeah. That was for sure what he was up to. That was it. Next question comes in from Matt. He says, what's a lot of anger in these questions this week, Matt. What's the last thing you punched?
You all right, Matt? You're good, dude. You're good. I tend not to punch. I've actually been in a very good mood the past 2 days. I have not punched anything.
Yeah.
I'm not a punchy person. Never been in a fight before. You guys ever been in a fight?
No.
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 Yeah.
One time like in like freshman no year.
For us to ever have been in a fight. I feel like we're very,
very level-headed.
Like, who would be mad enough at any of the three of us to like want to fight us? Be like, what are you? Maybe. Literally just talked about the Red
one,
Sox.
One kid, my
Matt kid, Hall.
Matt Hall. Yeah.
Matt Hall. Yeah.
Ryan Brugger's kid, maybe.
Jaron Duran. If I went down to center field that one time.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that Jaron Duran could beat us all up at the same time.
Yeah, 100%. That guy's huge.
My freshman year of college, one kid tried to fight me because I said the Dolphins sucked to him. He was like, okay, you want to go at it, man? I was like, no, I don't.
You're really going to die on this hill? You're
going to
fight me over the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah. Weird.
Chill out, man.
That was a weird time, too. I think Fitzpatrick was like still their quarterback or something.
Yeah, so. that guy needs to chill out.
Yeah.
All right. Relax, all right, man. It's Patriots the Dolphins.
We're fresh off like two Super Bowls. I was like, yeah. Last question comes in for Matt. He says, what's a piece of clothing that doesn't fit you that you still wear?
I have this pair of gym shorts that they're the right length, but the waist is like a little too tight. I don't like wear them out and about, but occasionally I need to like wear them to the gym and it's kind of uncomfortable, but I'll do it.
I had pair of gym shorts that kind of turned into biker shorts, so I stopped wearing those.
Most of your shorts are like that.
Yeah, these were a special occasion.
I do have one pair of of workout whale sharks, and I have like beefier like thighs. And they're just tight, like thing. And yeah, I can't really wear that in public anymore because it's just like it looks like I'm wearing spandex.
Yeah,
no, are you talking about your bathing suit yesterday?
That thing was tight. That was tight. I told you it was. I gave you a fair
did
warning.
I see each other
I took your word for it.
Yeah, Clausen, you're coming home from Maine yesterday. Stop by UNH for a couple hours.
Stopped to go see some people.
We went bridge jumping. That was fun.
We went gone bridge.
I did go gone bridge.
When do you go to the Mouse House, Gardner?
I leave August.
The Mouse House.
mid-August. And I finally found out my job, which I'm pumped. I got a great job.
You in Galaxy Battles?
He's Dale. He's from Chip and Dale. He's one of the chipmunks.
Dude, you actually, now that you say that, Clausen. Heavy Chippendale vibes.
No comment. No.
Chippendale is cool. They're cool.
That'd be cool. The thing is that if I did, the thing is if I was given one of those roles, I couldn't tell you guys.
Shut up, Clausen.
What was I going to say? Alex Cora Impact Player of the Week. Anything? Or of the last 2 days, I'm just going to give it to Rafi Devers two big bombs. He's only getting like a 0.43 because it was like a couple days.
I'll give it to Bayo again. He's like the third time in a row. I feel like if we went to Bayo, but he's just as dirty. I love him. I'll give him a 0.71.
I'll give it to Casas because that dude's. What did Ortiz say to Bogarts that one time in spring training?
Fuck that boy strong.
Yeah. That boy's strong. I'll give him a 0.72.
Okay.
Actually, like no, I'll give him a 0.52.
Nice. Clausen, you got a Yahtzee? Yahtzee of the last 2 days?
I'm going to go kind of a reverse Yahtzee and give it to Vlad Guerrero for decapitating a kid in the outfield.
There you go.
I like that.
Closing out the ninth. What do we got?
My closing out the ninth is yesterday I went golfing. I had all-time bad front nine. I had a really good back nine. I hit one drive, 290. That was the longest drive I've ever hit in my life.
Big time.
Yeah.
It was actually 287, but I rounded up.
Nice.
What'd you shoot?
I ended up shooting like a 104. I shot like a 56 on the front, and whatever that math is on the back, like a 43 or something like that. I don't know. No, like
46. Back
40, yeah. It happens.
Yeah, no. I was just it happens. That was bad.
I also golfed the other day.
Yeah.
Shot pretty well. Easy course.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I told my cousin I'd give him money every time I tried to pull my driver out. He'd have to tell me to put it away. Didn't end up owing him any money, but five wood carried me off the tee.
Nice.
Bombed it down the middle.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. My well, closing out. Closing out the night.
Nope. Just said we'll have to go.
Yeah, I do. I have only golfed twice this summer, and I don't know if I'm going to get around to playing again.
I golfed with Restifo and Sadowski.
Mm-hmm. They good?
Like, a little bit worse than me. Pretty similar skill levels. I'm not good, so.
Yeah, fair
it's
enough.
It's tough to say that somebody's, like, worse than me, but, like, they're I beat them by, like, a few strokes.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, closing out the ninth thought. Good opportunity here to win some games. Win, you got to win today. Take the series from the Cubs. And then you got to sweep the A's once again. Next Sunday, though, we'll be up in Cooperstown for the Hall of Fame ceremony, which will be cool. So be pulling some content.
You take a picture of Pete Rose's like thing and like just outside of Cooperstown?
What do you mean?
It's like he has this thing dedicated to him, like right before you technically get into the Hall of Fame.
Really? I've never heard about this.
Yeah, no. Check it out.
All right. Yeah, I'll get some good content there. Fred McGriff, Scott Rolen headed into the Hall. So pumped to check that out.
Is Dan Shaughnessy going to introduce Jeff Kent this year?
He might, dude. He might like disrupt the whole thing. He's like, wait. Jeff Kent's got to be in here. We'll see. But I'm pumped. I haven't been to Cooperstown in a long time. So it'll be it'll be good to get back up there. Anyways, hope you enjoyed the episode. A little bit of a non-traditional regular season Gone Bridge one. But
it's a good one though.
It was a good one. It was a good one. We can, mix it up a little bit. If you enjoyed what you listened to, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Gone Bridge Podcast and Twitter at Gone Bridge. Don't forget to subscribe to our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. And we'll be back next week with episode 132.
See ya!